Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, as sportsmen and conservationists celebrate the Senate's passage this week of the Great American Outdoors Act, ranchers are criticizing the Senate for what they call an irresponsible passage of land-grabbing legislation. Shortly after Wednesday's vote, I talked with the NCBA's Executive Director of Natural Resources and the PLC's Executive Director, Caitlin Glover.
You know, with a name like the Great American Outdoors Act, it's hard to imagine that anyone would oppose. But for this kind of bill, the devil is in the details. The bill is a combination of a few different efforts over the last few years. One side of the bill took care of some of the deferred maintenance of the land management agencies, and the other side of the bill turned the Land and Water Conservation Fund into mandatory funding. So those two things together are particularly problematic because on one hand you say, look, you know, the agencies can't maintain the land and the water that they already own, they already care for. And then you give the agencies more money into perpetuity, to buy more land and water resources under LWCF. For our rural communities, that's a problem.
For more information, visit us at aginfo.net. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.